Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Our next guest has got what is deemed his hot new comedy spesh.
It's so variety.
It's called Out to Lunch, and it's available now. And it's on his YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Mark Norman. Let's get his ass on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mark Norman to the show. Hi, Mark.
Hey. Good to be here.
Good to have you, man. How you been?
Oh, you know, the usual. A little hungover, a little gay.
Just a little.
So what comes first? What comes first, the hungover or the gay?
Well, I think it's the chicken or the egg. But the gay comes, you know, I think you're born with that, and then the hangover you do to yourself.
Yeah, I gotcha. Right. So you're in Manhattan right now as you speak?
Yes, sir. I'm walking around Greenwich Village, trying not to get yelled at by old ladies.
Are you wearing your mask?
I am. I'm in full blackface, so I've gone all the way.
Wow. That could be problematic, Mark.
Yeah, well, you can't be too careful, you know. And if you're wearing blackface, nobody messes with you.
Right. You got to go all in. So it's part of the deal. So you decided to not accept the offers from Netflix and all these other places, and you went your own route. You put your special up on your own YouTube.
Quite the contrary. I tried to sell it to them. They all said no, and this was my last resort.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I was going to try to paint a better picture of that, but your candor is appreciated.
Mark, your honesty is one of my favorite things about you.
Hey, no problem. I just want to keep it real with you, Jews.
Well, we appreciate that. But the thing is, and the incontrovertible fact is that you're a very, very funny guy. And the special, I'm going to say, without even having seen it, deserves to be seen.
Oh, hey, I appreciate it. Well, I've run it in your fair city a million times. It's a tight hour. It's got a zillion zingers in it. And it's got a fun ending. I think you'll enjoy it if you watch it. And it's free. And it's tested on the road for years, so it works.
There you go.
Well, listen, I'm very excited about this. I think you're one of my top five favorite comedians that's performing today, and I've been waiting for your hour long special for a long time, and no matter where it would have been put out, if I would have had to have paid for it, I would have done that, because I literally have been waiting for months and months for this thing to come out. Now, I foresee a lot of success with this. You know, obviously, Sam Morril, he had done something similar just a couple of months back.
And it worked.
It worked. We're talking millions and millions and millions of views. So
exactly.
Yeah, so this is probably, I don't even know if this is a good question to ask somebody, but is there a way to monetize this if it does end up having millions and millions of views?
Sure. Well, first, I want to say I appreciate the nice words, and I wish you were my dad. And also, secondly, yeah, there is a way, and I think this is the new normal. Like, you got guys like Sam Morril, you got your Andrew Schultz. Andrew Schultz is putting out these news pieces that do better than The Tonight Show on YouTube.
It's crazy how many the audiences that are available, you know, because, again, the way this comedy is consumed and all that stuff is shifting. So what do you have in mind? What's part of the Mark Norman master plan to monetize this?
Well, the new era, the new normal is to just build your own network. Like, screw these Hulus and Amazons. Why am I trying to pitch to them? I'll just have a YouTube channel and have my own channel.
Yeah.
I don't need to pitch or try to sell or win these guys over. Because let's face it, the industry is pretty clueless. I mean, the comics and the audience that really know what's what, and the industry just kind of goes with what's hot right now, and then that can fizzle out in 2 seconds. So you got to just do it yourself and let them come to you.
It gives you ownership, and you know you always have an open door here for us to promote stuff you have working. So as you've said, you've been refining and working on this material for a long time, and it's ready to go. Now, in your quarantine scenario, does that give you time to work on new material, or is that even possible when you can't test it in front of an audience?
It's pretty tough. It's not easy. I'm writing a ton, but I just tweet it out because I'm so lonely. I'm jonesing for any kind of reaction.
Right.
I tweet it, I get one favorite on there, and I start rubbing one out.
I know that feeling.
I'm talking to a guy with 13 years of stay every night for the last 13 years. I'm on the road. I'm in New York. I'm doing sets. I've been doing multiple sets a night. And then it went to zero. You know, I'm like a sex addict who can't get it up.
Yeah, no, that, and we've talked to so many comedians. I mean, and the entire industry on that level came to a screeching halt. You turned around and it was, and dates were just wiped off the face of the earth. Do you, in your day planner, if that even exists anymore, what is a projected, do you have any projected dates in the future that you're hoping we'll see? I know you're supposed to be here in the end of June, but hopefully we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I had a ton of dates, and I had to move those, all the Aprils and the Mays and the Junes. I had to move all those to the Christmas time or even January. So everything just kind of got pushed back. And I got to tell you, when we all come back, these comics are going to be flubbing and flipping and flopping, and we're all going to be like Greg Giraldo in the last days.
Oh, my God.
Slurring.
Dude.
You know what, though? And I'm sure you'll agree, Mark, if you can have the Greg Giraldo wit when you're all sloppy, then it's worth it.
Yeah, he's brilliant. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
We're going to be a mess and rusty.
I forget who we were talking to that said you're going to see, you know, a top-level comedians playing the Ohio, you know, Chicken Festival or whatever. Because everyone's going to be looking for gigs.
Yeah. I think it was Roy Wood Jr. said that all the comics are going to go down a tier. Like, the arena guys are going to go to theaters because they need to work out. The theater guys are going to go to clubs because they need to work out. So the club guys like me are going to have to go back to the gay bars and the problems, I guess.
Right. Listen, that'll be your opportunity. And you may become what Bette Midler became to the gay audience. That could be your thing. You could get that.
I'll take it. I'll send me photos of it.
Very loyal audience. I wanted to ask you, because I see it listed here, that apparently there is this this George Carlin tribute that's taking place. Is that today?
Today is his birthday, so yeah, that went out, I believe. A bunch of comics made videos and sent them in, and I think they made a little compilation.
Are you part of that as well? I assume you are, yes?
I am. I'm a huge fan, and my special came out today, so that's his birthday, and so, yeah, I'm involved.
Carlin is just absolutely one of the best. I remember getting that Class Clown album, the record, when, you know, that was the thing, years ago, yeah. And thinking, this is another level. I'd never heard, you know, that kind of sharp wit and that kind of presentation. And he kept that all the way through. He never relinquished. He never softened. He went at it full bore. What's your take on him even these many years after his passing?
I mean, I think he's one of the best still. Everything I cover, everything I see a young comic doing, I go, Carlin did that 20 years ago. He got in there and he mined every observation and every word and every everyday life thing we do. And it's weird because he doesn't get his due. I mean, everybody says prior, but I feel like Carlin, first of all, he's got 14 specials.
Yeah.
He's observational. He's dirty. He's one-linery. He could do it. He had every discipline of comedy mastered. And he was saying stuff. You know, like, he said everything about PC back in the 90s, and look, it's still true today, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of times it's wild to see something that is a current-day issue, and here comes, you know, a clip from a Carlin bit from 20 years ago that is absolutely relevant to what's happening right now. He had that kind of mind.
I know. He was ahead of his time, and he was a cokehead and a lunatic and a workhorse, but we're better off for it. I feel bad. He dropped dead at 72, but man, I can't imagine if he was around now. The things he'd be saying about politics and social media and all that.
It'd be crazy. So, well, you with social media, is it a double-edged sword? I mean...
Oh, it's brutal. I hate it. I mean, you need it, but it's like your genitals, you know, they drive you crazy, but you get some joy out of it every now and then.
But,
yeah,
it's true. Like your genitals.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, I opened for Seinfeld and he was like, "What are you doing over there?" I was like, "Oh, I'm tweeting. I'm putting out an Instagram post." He's like, "Why? Just hang out." I'm like, "This is part of it now. You're 98 years old. You're out of the loop. This is what we got to do."
Well, yeah, I mean, he's also, he is insanely rich and, you know. And
has so, a collection of Porsches.
Yeah, and has all that sort of stuff. And you still are, you know, you're plugging away and you're, you know, carving out.
You're one pandemic away from gay clubs.
Yeah, exactly.
But listen, you had sort of that papal blessing from Jerry Seinfeld. And that's got to be great because, listen, he is like almost 100% clean and you have a clean image, but your act is not clean whatsoever, and he doesn't mind that at all, though, does he?
He just likes jokes. He likes comedy. It could be Sarah Silverman. It could be Sam Kinison. It could be Richard Pryor. He's obsessed with just good jokes.
You know, he is because he, again, on people think he shuns blue material, but one of his favorites is Norm MacDonald as well.
Okay.
And Norm curses like crazy. Mm. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's again, it's well-written comedy. That's what you do, Mark, and that's why he appreciates it.
Yeah, and I actually, I was watching his special on Netflix the other day, and he had used a couple of words that I was like, oh, my God, Jerry Seinfeld just said bitch.
Yeah.
And
he did that whole C-word rant.
He did not do that. But you know what I love about your comedy, Mark, is, listen, it's sharp, but I don't think that there are jokes that you say that anybody can... They're funny because the way you say them and your delivery. Do you know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. I'm trying to have my own cadence, and every you know, decent comic has their own voice and POV.
Yeah,
so I appreciate it that you say that because I'm definitely trying to have that.
Yeah,
it's hard to get that a lot of times because there are a lot of. Again, we've talked about it, Casey, with a number of comedians, and Mark, this is something that comes up a lot, is that it's always interesting to find out when a comedian realizes their voice on stage, you know, because it's a hard thing to get.
It's true. It's the weirdest thing because it's your voice, and yet you still have to find it. It's so tricky. And then even if you look for it, it just has to happen naturally and organically, and it takes forever. And then one day you just go, oh, crap, it's here. Look at that.
Right.
No. And one of the last times we had you in studio, I was asking you about, you know, the way you interact with the audience, because you'll have a comeback line. And so you'll ask the audience a question and they'll come back with a response. And so I asked you, I said, well, what if they, instead of saying yes, what if they say no? And you have a response for that, which, you know, I think obviously is how sharp you need to be. And you need to be able to sort of, I guess, turn on a dime whenever you're performing.
Yeah. Well, that's just years and years of club work and trying it this way, trying it that way, trial and error, hating myself, low self-esteem, assuming they hate me. So, yeah, you got to figure out a way to get that laugh no matter what they say.
So I need to ask you. So obviously you're in sort of a hot zone and so on and so forth. And you're, you know, you talk about the isolation. Is it something that you take to? As far as I know, you say you want to be back out on the road and working. But outside of work, are you a gregarious kind of guy or are you a bit of a homebody?
That's a good question. I mean, I like to, you know, get sloppy and live it up. But I just like the road. I like moving around. I can't stay still. I am an introvert, but I like getting out and getting shaken and getting things done, being productive. Plus, I got a tiny apartment with a plus-size girlfriend here. She's a rascal. So she's hogging all the square footage.
She's eating up all the square footage. You can't have that.
No, I got nowhere to go, and she's got the CPAP machine, and seamless orders are piling up. The whole thing.
How much of that is true?
Mark, are we talking TLC series big, or are we talking just Softic?
We're talking the mom and Gilbert Grape.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So you're going to have to burn your whole apartment building down is what you're saying then.
Yeah. She's eating Corona. And
she actually eats Corona. Wow, that is amazing.
Uh-huh. Well, whatever works. It's a new diet.
You lose weight through deprivation of oxygen.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so in addition to your special that you have coming out today that's available now on YouTube, you're also doing, I know. Can you tell us about the Coast to Coast Roast with Joe List, who I actually am really starting to enjoy as well?
Yeah, Joe List is a killer. Check him out. We actually have a podcast together. But the Coast to Coast Roast is something Mark Grossman of Helium,
yes,
the owner, he's got a Helium in every city you can name in this country. And it was a great idea because sports are out, live comedy's out, So why not kind of combine them? Everybody loves a roast. So we got, you know, Philly versus Denver versus San Francisco versus L.A. And they just go at it with about five jokes each Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every week, two shows a night, and the winner takes all.
Yeah, the, you know, we mentioned Greg Giraldo, and you mentioned him, and when it you know, Jeff Ross is obviously, he's you know, praise is lavished on him, but Greg Giraldo, when he was on his game and doing these roasts, and many of these roasts he didn't, it was the Comedy Central run, which a lot of times the people didn't even know the people they were roasting, but he would always bring his A game.
One of the best. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable stuff. As, you know,
I know.
There's an art to it, and people appreciate it. I know you do. When it's done right, there's nothing better.
Oh, he had some of the best ones I'll never forget. We used to all sit around and watch those because they would always put him first because he was the best.
Yeah.
And you could just watch that and then turn it off. But he had one on Ralphie May, large man. He said, Ralphie May, you're the only guy who watches a porno and finishes when the guy delivers the pizza.
That's excellent.
That's great.
Another one that I loved was about Patrice O'Neal is, you know, when people saw Patrice, they thought, what the hell is Mike Tyson's mom doing here?
good stuff. So, well, it's good to hear that you're busy. Obviously, yeah. The ability, again, people are sopping up, you know, television viewerships up like, what, 500% or whatever the hell it is. People looking for stuff to watch. So this is available now, your special.
9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock tonight.
And by the way, Mark, with that on your YouTube channel, is what else do you besides your new special? What else do you feature on there?
Oh, I got all kinds of goodies. I've got every late night set. That's Conan's and Tonight shows. I've got old stuff, old sets. I've got just jokes about me. I did a coronavirus thing where I went around New York City right when it hit, and I would interview people, like Man on the Street stuff, and that did pretty well.
Okay.
So I've got all kinds. It's all comedy. It's all fun, and it's all up there. All
so right. We can help Mark Norman go around the system and say F you to the man and get this up and running, and you become a media giant in your own right.
There you go. Build your own network. Build your own platform. Screw the gatekeepers and praise Allah.
All right, it's youtube.com.
He's also a Muslim.
/ Mark Norman. It's good to talk to you, friend. Hopefully we'll see you here soon, okay?
You too, guys. You guys are the best in the biz.
Thanks, man. Thanks, appreciate man. It. Mark Norman, guys! Yay! Oh, my God. He's hilarious.
But he's got, plus that's him. That, woman. That's really him. I mean, that's the cool thing. He's true to himself, and that's funny.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.